This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, there's a company that's built the profile of every American adult for a face recognition scanner.
Waging war
in drones.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I remember about 18 years ago, there was a prospectus put out to the Pentagon for drones that would fly around with a face scan database that could even like look for criminals or also be weaponized and kill people. And so we wrote articles about it at InfoWars.com, and they had national news stories saying we were insane and it wasn't true. DrudgeReport.com today, and it's mainstream news saying exactly that. The San Francisco Chronicle. Drones that fly around for Homeland Security and face scan you, and that are weaponized, you name it. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. I remember they tested out a hit piece on us about 7 years ago. Now, later on, they were trying to keep Drudge from linking to us, because every time Drudge would link to us, they were so scared of this information, because it's so accurate getting out, that they wanted to scare Drudge away from linking to it. But of course, it just made Drudge link to us more, because Drudge was doing his own research and knew we were doing real stuff. I mean, it's just great to see the enemy fail. But it's kind of scary to know there's Drudge and InfoWars and then a few other outlets that are challenging the whole narrative successfully. I want to see other folks pop up that get the full picture. And it's starting to happen. That's very, very exciting. Because I want to make myself obsolete, man. I don't like not being able to sleep at night because of the responsibility. This is not fun, folks. Let's talk to Chris in North Carolina. Thanks for holding her on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. Love what you do.
Thank you.
I have a point, and it's about Ben Shapiro and Mark Levine, those types, who I term the enemy pundits within the Republican Party. And here's the theme that I've noticed on their social media. They continuously discuss how crooked Hillary Clinton is, and they continuously retweet articles about how bad Donald Trump is. They never mention the opening slot for the Supreme Court or the potential multiple openings.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what's going on, okay? And, I mean, you want to hear the absolute inside baseball of what's happened?
Yes.
I mean, I have all the answers. I'm not bragging. I just really do. Obviously, I know a lot of the top Clear Channel people because I've never been on Clear Channel, but I've been offered jobs there. They put me on XM just because they were patriots, some of the high level, but not the top people. Clear Channel got partially bought out by Goldman Sachs subgroup, and they now are culling their local hosts nationwide, and they're telling people you won't have your contract renewed if you don't stop, pushing Trump. Now, Limbaugh is so powerful, he was still got a new contract this week despite that. Sean Hannity's been threatened at Fox. He's been threatened in the radio to stop it. And Mark Levin and all these other people have gone along with it, and shame on them. And I don't want to get in a fight with Mark Levin. It's Glenn Beck's part of it, too. And they're just cozied up to the establishment, so shame on them. And it's just crazy. It's horrible. And these guys are hedging their bets for the Republican establishment. And I've never been part of that. So, that's why I'm all for Trump. Trump's the real deal.
But if Trump wins, they're basically throwing their career away. They're going to be the next Dick Morrison.
Well, it's beyond that. This is about contracts and the fact that Goldman Sachs and others in a big multinational investment group have taken over SiriusXM and part of Clear Channel, because Clear Channel is quasi-bankrupt. I mean, they've taken it over. I mean, they're taking all the Patriots off local radio. I mean, I've had the local Patriots telling me people that I know had top ratings. They've been on the air 20 years. And they said, yeah, I was in a meeting. They're going to take you off. You got ratings, everything, but because they're going to put this quasi-fake conservative show on. I go, yeah, watch, you're going to be next. 2 months later, it was them. They called and said, yeah, I was in the meeting. I basically could have shut up and backed off, and I would have had my contract renewed. I mean, this is going on all over the country, brother. They are taking over. They need. Remember who came here last year? Matt Drudge. He said they're coming after the free speech next year, and they're doing it. They just had a coup with Roger Ailes being taken out at Fox News. So, absolutely. But no. Listen, that's why you got to really commend people like Michael Savage. Michael Savage had heat put on him to shut up, and he didn't do it. And Michael Savage tells the truth no matter what anybody does. And so do I. So there's not many people that will do it. We will.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
I tell you what shattered. It's Hillary Clinton's dreams to be El Presidente. If WikiLeaks head Julian Assange makes good on his claim that he's going to release information very, very soon that will cause Hillary to be indicted for sure. He's normally pretty conservative about what he says. Now, we had him on about a week and a half ago, and then a few days after, William Binney, former leader of the National Security Agency, the guy that actually ran it, not the political head, but the civilian general that actually ran it, famous codebreaker, he went on Aaron Klein's show on WABC in New York with WorldNet Daily, and Breitbart also picked it up and broke down the fact, NSA whistleblower, agency has all of Clinton's deleted emails. And he's got some of the Snowden leaks here that have been made public that we're going to be going over today for radio listeners and TV viewers. Radio listeners will want to go to Infowars.com/show if you want to be able to see this presentation, not just listen to it. But William Binney joins us. There's a new film coming out in a few months, agoodamerican.org. We have the trailer of that we're going to be playing, exposedfacts.org as well. He is the former technical leader of the intelligence with the NSA before becoming a whistleblower in late 2001. And he was SWAT team raided, you name it, for going to Congress, which you're supposed to do, to talk about how they were illegally gathering citizens' data. And he's been a great analyst helping the public with human research into exactly how high this power grab and this treason and this boondoggle goes. So he joins us to discuss all this and more. Mr. Binney, thank you for coming on.
Well, it's good to be with you again, Alex.
Wow. Well, I wish I would have asked the big question, but I'd like you to get back into it and flesh it out for us today, as you've agreed to do, proving for us, explaining to us exactly why you know, as the guy that designed most of it, that indeed they do have all of Hillary's deleted 33,000 emails. William Binney.
Yeah, it's not really that they've hacked into the server or the DNC server or Hillary's server. They've got over in the United States in the Fairview program, they have over 100 taps on the fiber network in the United States. And they're doing just like Mark Klein exposed the one facility, one of the 100 in the San Francisco facility, where they have Naris devices taking everything off the line. So that's what's going on.
They're so to explain, they put gates in front of it and then copy it and scoop it all up before it ever gets where it's going.
That's right. That's exactly right. As it passes down the line from all the service providers or all the telephone companies, they capture that as it's passing down the fiber network. And the telecommunications companies are helping them do that. The ones that run the fibers, they allow them to come in and tap the thing. That's what Mark Klein exposed in the AT&T facility in San Francisco. But that's only one of the almost 100 that they have. And it captures tens of gigabits of data. So at each site. So that means that's how they acquire the data. And then they're storing it in places like the Bluffdale facility that they had to build because they were collecting so much. And now they're building another facility on Fort Meade that's almost three times that size. It's 2.8 million square feet. So that's planning for the future because they're continuing to collect so much data on everybody. And then it goes into the databases inside NSA, and some of the material with the PRISM program and the NSA programs are all shown how PRISM data goes into it. But it's also all other data, like off the upstream program, which are the fiber taps. All that data goes into the same programs internally in NSA, and that grasps the data and indexes it so that people like the FBI and the CIA can go directly into those databases and pull information out. So they've captured not just the data on Hillary, but on everybody else, too. That's why I was calling this originally J. Edgar Hoover on super steroids, because this gives them the ability to blackmail anybody.
William Binney is our guest, former leader of the NSA, the guy that actually ran it, one of their top codebreakers in history, according to even the NSA's fact pages. Mr. Binney, specifically on Hillary, folks are saying, and you pointed out, hey, they've got copies of it. They grabbed it. Obviously, other intelligence agencies have been closely watching her. Other governments were. Is there any estimation or guesstimation on how many agencies here or also foreign governments, corporations, you name it, would have been targeting her and scooping up the Secretary of State's data?
For governments, every government in the world would try to acquire data on her to the extent that they were able to do it. I would think certainly the most of the European countries, the Israel, Russia, China, I'm sure.
And we lost William Binney. That happens a lot when he's on with us. He says it happens a lot on other shows. When he's doing shows, that dinner he's been under to visit us, It's like a James Bond movie when you're sitting there going in to have dinner with William Binney with your family and you notice there's guys following you in. Mr. Binney, you're back. I'm sorry. You were. Please continue.
Well, I was just saying that virtually every advanced country in the world is probably looking at her and trying to find or get information on her. So I would think that probably on the order of 50 to 100 countries would be trying to tap into her data.
And obviously, as a Secretary of State and somebody who'd been involved in intelligence since she was in college, We now know they were CIA, her and Bill. She knows this, so why would she have a separate server? Why would she do something like this? I mean, it's crazy.
Well, if you're a if you're the type of person that likes to keep everything away from everybody and not have anybody know what you're doing, that's the kind of thing you do.
Wow.
And if you're naive enough to think that you can do that in private, then you still do. Then that's the kind of thing you do. So I don't think she is technically as it indoctrinated or understands the technology that much. And I think she wants to. From where I sit, I just say. I thought she wanted to keep everything away from anybody, even in violation of the Records Act for the government.
Sure, and her former, Obama's former head of the Environmental Protection Agency had to step down when she got caught with a gnome de plume and another server and a whole other parallel system she was using. Expanding on this, Mr. Benny, I've always thought a lot of people that are being charged with murder or other crimes, if they could use the NSA data to prove that they were indeed somewhere else when the government claimed they were another place, do you think we're going to start seeing court challenges more and more where people are going to demand NSA data for defenses in trial?
It certainly should. I mean, even Senator Feinstein, when back in 2013, when they were trying to unfund the NSA efforts, shortly after the initial Snowden releases, Senator Feinstein went on the floor of the Senate and said, this is speaking about the domestic spying program. She said, this is such a valuable program. We use it to put hundreds of people in jail every year. Well, I mean, how many thousands of people went to jail based on the NSA material, but was never told it was from NSA? Why? Because it's not admissible in a court of law. So so what they did was they did a parallel construction with the FBI or the federal agents did. They did a parallel construction to find data on them that would basically replicate the data from NSA and then substitute that in a court of law. So that's perjury, okay? That's also denying the defendant the right to discover, challenge discovery. And so all of those cases should be thrown out of court because of what they did. And certainly any future case could say there may be something in there. They could do a FOIA or discovery type of request to find
sure.
information about them to show that. Sure, absolutely.
What is your knowledge of this new parallel system where Homeland Security, but also private corporations, but also local governments are, in some cases, even in small jurisdictions, buying up to 300 stingrays? For those that don't know, obviously you know, Mr. Benny, are small cell phone tower arrays that basically steal the data. Similar to Google cars that have been caught doing it worldwide. I mean, there seems to be not just government, but like a gold rush, an orgy of data theft by Fortune 100 tech companies, by local governments. I mean, this just sounds like Pandora's box has been opened. What is your view on what they're using all of these systems for?
Well, I know in the case of the government, they have a program called Treasure Map. And part of the idea of the treasure map was to map every device on the network every minute of every day. That means phones, your computers, servers, landline phones, satellite phones, everything. So that they want to know where everyone in the world is every minute of every day. And that's certainly, the program's called Treasure Map, one word. And if your audience would like to Google it. All I have to do is Google NSA space treasure map, and they'll get to read all about it. And it is using various things like traceroute and things like that to map the communications of everybody on the planet.
And, of course, we can thank Mr. Snowden for this. We might spend a minute on that, Mr. Benny.
Yes, that's exactly where this data came from, yes. I mean, otherwise we would not know.
What do you make of Mr. Snowden? I think he's a hero.
I say he did an absolutely public service for mostly everybody in the world. The problem is that when you see what should happen to him, well, he stole government property, so he should be indicted for stealing government property. But all these people who have violated the law put him in a position to make a decision about that, and that's coming out in his movie too. That's coming up in Snowden. it'll show you the dilemma he was in and the kind of things that he had to discuss. But
well, that's right. Let's give him 6 months for stealing some data, and then let's give the people that engage in mass architecture to overthrow the Republic, let's charge them with treason.
Right, exactly. That's exactly my view of it. It is treason against the founding principles of this country.
Damn right.
They are subverting the Constitution, scrapping it. There's a method to do that. If you want to change the Constitution, you put an amendment into the floor of the Congress, get them to pass it, then circulate it around the states for ratification, and if 75% of the states ratify it, you're in business. You change the
And let's expand on that. As you pointed out, for less than $20 million, and I want you to recap this, sir, William Binney, former head of the NSA joining us, former head of technical, former leaders, as they called it, the guy that actually ran it, not the Politico that ran around like Hayden. You look at this, and clearly we're totally infiltrated by all sorts of foreign governments. Hillary's selling uranium to the Russians, giving them weapon secrets, but that's okay because, she's got a political sign-off. Meanwhile, they're saying Trump's a Russian agent because he doesn't want to have war with them. You've got all these special interests in here. We're totally penetrated by the communist Chinese. They tell Hollywood what movies they can put out. There's so much data being grabbed that all these foreign interests are able to get into these data caches now, and we're being penetrated, as you talked about it years ago, but is now admitted by the amount of data we have, that all these spy grids actually is distributing all the data to allow it to be stolen. Clearly, the people doing this are the ones threatening our national security.
Yeah, and for example, one of the points I made on the Fox News when I was on there the other day, this attack that was used against the DNC server, for example, was a well-known attack previously used by Russian hackers. Well, if it's a well-known attack, that means many people know about it, and most of the services that you purchase to protect your networks should already have software to combat it and protect you against it, but they didn't. So, and part of the background is that NSA has two parts, the defense and offense. The offense likes to look into things to read what everybody's doing. The defense is supposed to protect us, right, from people looking in. Well, the problem is that if the offense finds a weakness in a system that allows them to look in, they won't tell the defense because they'll fix it. And if they fix it, the window for the offense will close. See, so they have a vested interest in keeping that window open so they can see into what people are saying and doing. Whereas the defense, being not aware of the weakness, doesn't fix it. So that leaves everybody out here, all of us. That's how OPM got hacked, and all of them, all these hacks are coming in because they're all defenseless against this stuff. So the point is, by doing that, everybody's exposed and vulnerable.
Where do you see the situation going? Obviously, the Russians aren't the only technically competent country. I think you mentioned there's at least 50 or more nations that are very competent, maybe 100. I mean, just to always blame the Russians tacitly took credit for exposing the UN hack where they were hiding the decline of temperature and, to push a carbon tax. So I say if the Russians are exposing fraud by the UN, more power to them. I hope hackers expose Russian fraud and, vice versa, Japanese fraud, American fraud. I mean, if it's fraud, changing the subject from the hacker away from the fraud, it's like saying, well, Hillary sent people to attack Trump rallies dressed as Bernie Sanders supporters, but maybe the Russians did it. Look, I don't care. It's about the information. But separately, talking to a lot of sources, I wanted to ask you this. There's overwhelming evidence that we've got good people as contractors, not just Snowden, and good people in the military. I mean, if 90% of the military that I talk to, Mr. Binney, is awake to what's happening and against this whole police state and against Hillary Clinton, and if almost all the police I talk to and federal agents, you name it, from Secret Service to FBI, are mainly libertarians. They're they're bipartisan. They're not Republican or Democrat. They're upset about the state of the country. Then it's not fair to just always attribute it to the Russians when I think there's a lot of evidence pointing towards corporate leaks, government leaks here domestically. Can you speak to the providence of these leaks and where you think they're coming from? And could they be coming from the U.S. intelligence community or an ally?
Yes, and one of the things that really concerns me is there's a lot of people in here who don't think very well of the Russians and would like to use them to start a second Cold War. Because especially in the military-industrial complex, because that means trillions of dollars of business over time. I mean, there's an awful lot of money they have an opportunity to gain if they can start a second Cold War. So I think you need to be, you need to be skeptical of our military-industrial complex. That's what President Eisenhower warned us about in 1961 when he was leaving office. He warned us about this. And these are the kinds of things that motivate them, is the opportunity to make more money. And if they can keep these perpetual wars going, that's the thing that helps them make money. So, I just see that the commercial companies are so embedded in invested interests that they have a motive to direct things a certain way.
Well, Mr. Binney, former leader of the NSA, isn't that the trillion-pound elephant in the room? That you think about Russians or Chinese, and sure, they're doing stuff, we need to watch them, but what about multinational corporations that are bigger than most governments that just drift around? They're doing stuff for the Russians, the Chinese, us, South Africans, the UK. I mean, that's who should be watched, and no one's even looking at them.
Yeah, that's right. And they're all set up to fleece everybody of every penny they can get.
And destroy our sovereignty. Yeah. Start a war with the Russians to sell more weapons. There'll be nowhere to spend the damn money. In fact, since you mentioned that, one of the top Russian scholars in the United States, I mean, it's undisputed, Stephen Cohen, shuts down CNN host. And again, this guy heads up the entire, department at a major university. Here he is on CNN talking about this new Cold War. And this guy's not even a Trump supporter, but he's telling it like it is. Here's that clip.
Professor Cohen, does Vladimir Putin indeed have a dog in our U.S. fight?
Vladimir Putin wants to end the new Cold War, and so do I. Let me say I have no ties to the Trump campaign or the Clinton campaign. But if I were to write your headline for you today, I tried on the way down here. I couldn't fit it on the front page, but it would go like this. We're in a new and more dangerous Cold War with Russia. We're approaching a Cuban missile crisis, nuclear confrontation with Russia, both along Russia's borders and possibly over Syria. There is absolutely no discussion, no debate about this in the American media, including, forgive me, on CNN. Then along comes, unexpectedly, Donald Trump, who says something that suggests he wants to end the new Cold War, cooperate with Russia in various places, what we used to call detente. And now, astonishingly, the media is full of what only can be called neo-McCarthyite charges, that he's a Russian agent, that he's a Manchurian candidate, that he's Putin's client. So the real danger is what's being done to our own political process. This is the moment when there should be, in a presidential year, a debate, because Mrs. Clinton's position on Russia seems to be very different, has been a long time. Trump speaks elliptically. You got to piece together what he says, but he seems to want a new American policy toward Russia. And considering the danger, I think we as American citizens deserve that debate and not what will be given in the media today, including on the front page of the New York Times. I end by saying that these reckless branding of Trump as a Russian agent, most of it is coming from the Clinton campaign, and they really need to stop.
All right. That's a liberal, by the way, and he's Princeton, NYU. There you go, William Benny.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with all of what he was saying there. I mean, the whole idea.
And by the way, you're a guy credited. You don't want to brag. You broke the Russian codes. You helped defeat them. And they gave you secret medals. I know you don't want to talk about this, but, I mean, you fought the Russians. You're not some Russian spy.
But if you looked at the situation of what's happening, so actually we started and initiated certain things that made them react the way they did. I mean, we actually had a bloodless coup that we initiated or assisted in the Ukraine. And then we tried to move NATO into the Ukraine when we had a verbal agreement with the Russians before that we wouldn't do that. So you can.
And we broke the perestroika deal to let, as long as they didn't expand back, we wouldn't expand. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. And so what that meant was we were treating them like a threat. And so they started acting like one. But let's not be confused.
Yeah, when you move nuclear cruise missiles up to somebody's border, they start getting upset.
Yeah, and let's not be confused. They didn't start this. We did.
Samantha Powers and a bunch of weirdo women who've never been in the military started it. And it's not that I'm against women, but it really is. It smells of Armageddon when you got a bunch of weird women and liberals hopping around messing with the Russians. It's just, I mean, Napoleon got his ass kicked, so did Hitler, and they were warriors. You people are a joke. Do 10 more minutes with William Binney, then I've got an in-depth report with Putin basically saying we're moving towards nuclear war. A new clip coming up. William Binney's our guest. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Hey, I grew up watching the Boston Celtics that my mom was a big fan of and my dad was a fan of. Play the Lakers. I grew up at Dallas Cowboy football games, sometimes in the second row. I like sports as much as the next person. But when it comes to defending our Second Amendment, our First Amendment, our sovereignty, when it comes to having the president not be able to just open the borders up and ignore the Supreme Court, that's the real fight. That's the good fight. What it comes down to. And my heroes are inventors, they're trailblazers, they're honorable people, they're folks that tell the truth like William Binney, who could have gone and worked for private industry and made 20 times the money he was making as the equivalent of a one-star general running the NSA. And he doesn't want to be talked about or praised, but the guy is a hero. I mean, he went to Congress for years, briefed them about the criminal activity going on, He resigned, and then they SWAT teamed him in his house for intimidation purposes. He didn't back off. Then he didn't ever talk about it, but then he went through a lot of other stuff that happened, and someday maybe he'll talk about it. But, you know, the point is that there are a lot of people out there putting their whole lives on the line just so we have basic freedoms. And this spying does not keep us safe. This spying does not protect the public interest. It's used by special interests to rob us and to make hundreds of billions of dollars while they selectively enforce laws and while they take over our civilization. AGoodAmerican.org is the website for the film coming out in September. I want to play the trailer for A Good American. It's a documentary. We also have the Snowden film coming out, of course, with Oliver Stone. But here is the trailer for that. And we're going to go back to William Binney, former technical leader for intelligence with the NSA.
Recapping now for you once again, an explosion underground in the garage section of the World Trade Center in New York City.
The first attack on the Trade Center in 93 was the first thing that woke everybody up in terms of the threat of terrorism.
We said, this is not a one-time event. There is a larger movement here, and they're planning on doing more.
The terrorists were burying themselves inside the ballooning communications network and the internet and the phones, and so we had to figure out who was communicating with whom and who were the terrorists, and that was the whole idea of the Thin Thread program.
Of all the analysts, Bill was by far the most astute.
He was the person in the agency who knew the most about metadata.
It was pretty clear that we were building the most powerful analysis tool that had been developed in history to monitor basically the entire world.
This little research organization had the keys to NSA's future.
We let it run 24 to 36 hours. We discovered critical intelligence that had never been discovered by NSA. NSA's response completely shut the program down.
Does anybody even recognize what they have?
Oh my God, the whole tower collapsed. It is gone.
We would have caught the people. 9/11 would have been avoided.
They're taking data on every U.S. citizen in the country. That's not compatible with a democracy. It's like the Stasi on super steroids.
What's wrong with this picture?
9/11 is a gift to NSA. We're going to get all the money we need and then some.
It wasn't about making money. It was about protecting the country and the free world.
Let's find where the skeletons are, capture it all, and then bury the report as deep as possible.
The FBI decided to raid four people, fabricated evidence to get a warrant. They were after all the material that was related to Thin Thread.
It was the largest failure in NSA history.
A Good American comes out in September. AGoodAmerican.org. And I've studied this in depth. We'll get William Binney's final comments on this, but here's the bottom line. You spend chicken feed by targeted profiling. Where you target, you get total results and shut basically every criminal down. Every terrorist down. Every organized terrorist down. Every premeditated murder one. You can stop it. But they don't want that because the globalists are busy backing many of the jihadis, ladies and gentlemen. No, instead they spy on all of us using the outside jihadi threat as a pretext. And then all it is political targeted garbage. William Binney is the former national leader of the National Security Agency, ExposedFacts.org, where he writes some of his articles. AGoodAmerican.org is the site for the film. It's won more than 20 major number one film awards at film festivals. But just like we promoted Dinesh D'Souza's film, I have no financial link to it. It just exposes how evil Hillary is. Everyone in this film comes out in theaters needs to see it because I've talked to people that have seen the film. I haven't seen it yet. They say it's staggeringly powerful. So, Mr. Binney, I want to salute you for your courage. And again, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. In time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot, to quote Mark Twain. But, I mean, I know you're just a guy trying to defend the country. You're like a sheepdog, but we really appreciate everything you've done.
Well, thank you very much. I just feel that I'm doing what a citizen and someone who's signed up to protect and defend the Constitution should do. I mean, that's really the duty of a citizen of a democracy, of this this country any way we are to protect and defend the Constitution. That's what our leaders in Washington are not doing. They're scrapping it in secret, and they're lying to us about it.
Now, you're a humble man, but I want you to spend 5 minutes, because we reach millions an hour. And I want to take this clip and, you know, put it into rotation on the show so 28 million people in the next week see it. 5 minutes. What are the keys for folks to know, to understand? What do you want to impart to the viewers and listeners, Mr. Benny?
Well, I think the main thing I wanted to impart to everybody is that the government is not telling us the truth. They've been lying from the beginning, saying that you had to trade privacy for security, and that's been a lie from the beginning. There was always an alternative approach that we were working on back in the 1990s, and it was running and by 2000, and they killed it because it didn't cost enough money. Their motive is more about money and building an empire rather than protecting people and doing the functions that they're supposed to protect the nation and people's lives. So they're continuing. There's so many people in the Congress and leadership especially, and in some of the courts, the FISA court for sure, and, of course, the administration, including Department of Justice, NSA, FBI, and CIA, as well as the White House. All of them are involved in this. They're all covering up for each other and ensuring that nobody gets exposed, because if one of them is, they all are. So they're trying to protect themselves in that way. And the basic point is, if they did something right, they could save lives, and they're not doing that. So they're basically trading the security of everyone in the country and the free world, and in fact the world, for money. And their whole I view their vision statement as keep the problem going so the money keeps flowing. And that seems to be exactly what they've been doing, not just in the terrorist area, but also in the cybersecurity area. And now they're trying to start, in my view, another Cold War so they can make more money, fear-mongering everybody into fleecing them out of money. That's really the bottom line of what they've been doing, and they've been doing that basically for the last 20 years at least.
And Mr. Benny, clearly, I was against just random wars with Muslim countries, but they're overthrowing moderates, putting radicals in, and then bringing radicals in. So they attack, and then when they attack, they can declare civil emergencies in Germany and France and take nationalist rights away to criticize their open borders. I mean, it's so transparent, the Hegelian dialect they're using.
Yeah, that's right. And the whole point is, if you destabilize things, they'll only get worse, and then you can use that as a way of fear-mongering people into being submissive and doing what they're told. That's fundamentally what our government's been doing, and we've been spreading this concept around the world, metastasizing it like a malignancy does, you know? Around the world, the British have joined us, then the Germans, and others around the world have also joined it. And even the Russians now are starting to have their own program like this. So we're infecting the entire world, not just democracies, but also semi-totalitarian states also, to adopt the kinds of things that we've been initiating.
America leading the world into 1984. William Benny, in closing, specifically on Hillary, I know you're nonpartisan, but a woman that would have a secret server, lie about it, be caught, get away with it, all the foreign interests. I'm so concerned about blackmail. Think of what we don't know. Just any other data on the issue of the fact that the NSA has her emails.
Well, I think the NSA certainly has a motive to not want to deal with her, very simply because she exposed what is called gamma material in NSA. And that's basically the most sensitive data that they work with. That's very compartmented and very restricted knowledge. They had several officials of NSA talking openly to reporters from The Observer for their article back in March of this year, talking about this gamma material lifted directly out of gamma reporting, whole paragraphs, and plugged into her emails. Well, these emails are passed around to people who aren't cleared and managed by people who aren't cleared and put on servers that aren't secure. And so this basically compromised the fact that we were reading certain systems. The last gamma program that I remember being compromised was by Jack Anderson in 1971, And that was he compromised the fact that we were reading the encrypted phones in the limousines of all the leadership in the Soviet Union, Brezhnev, Kosygin, all of them. And so once he compromised that, that all stopped and went away. But it also gave away a lot of the technical capacity and
he starts talking about technical capacity, he cuts out.
So much of an implication in terms of the ability for NSA to proceed and work on and actually have and produce intelligence. I mean, you can't have leaders who do that kind of thing. I mean, you just can't. I mean, they'll cripple your entire intelligence program.
Well, I know you can't get into classification, but the way you describe it is you had a very inexpensive program that targeted terrorists, targeted groups that were calling for violence, and we just lost him. So it just happens. William Benny talks about his phone works great. Anybody, anywhere else, he goes on shows, it's just hammered hell. Getting back on, I want to finish this. They cannot stand this coming out. Let me just tell you, my phones, can you imagine talking about gamma material or world leader material or change material or leader material? Can you imagine when I'm on the phone with you-know-who, when I'm on the phone with other people? I mean, it's just like it's like I'm talking to an audience of 500 people. I don't have computers recording what I say. I mean, I do. I got people listening. I've even had the bastards over the years sometimes pop in, you know, little smart-ass comments and things. And so it's, imagine you're like sitting here with your phone, and there's private agencies and foreign governments and corporate groups and agencies all tuning in. Don't you people have... Mr. Benny, we've been having a lot of problems with your line today. I know you've gone through some censorship. Just, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you for everything. You were trying to finish up a point you were making.
Yeah, I was just saying that you can't really afford to have leadership that compromises the ability and sources and means and methods for intelligence production. If you do, you simply have no intelligence system.
Well, I'm not a rocket scientist, but if you create a giant panopticonic system where everybody's spying on everybody, and then it seems like you've created a Swiss cheese system that gives you the opposite of security.
Yes, and in fact, it also makes everybody dysfunctional. They can't trust one another, so they can't work together. So, you know, it's another catch 22.
Another attack on humanity. William Benny, the film, I can't wait to see it, agoodamerican.org. Thank you so much for your time. Again, because you got cut off earlier. Any other points? You're just bottom line saying, look, the NSA has Hillary's emails. Well, why don't we just call for a lawsuit or something? I mean, these are public emails. The FBI wants them. Can't we just call for the FBI? Should we call for the FBI to ask the NSA to release them?
You see, the FBI didn't have to ask them. They already have access to them.
Oh, talk about that, please.
Yeah, well, that's the direct access that they have into the NSA database. And there's no oversight of that at all. That's how Feinstein's would say they used it to put hundreds of people in jail, because the FBI and the DEA and others, law enforcement, were going in there, pulling that data out, using it to direct their people to arrest people. I mean, that's been one of the violations of the Constitution and of the entire legal structure.
So it's not just the DEA that has access, it's the FBI.
It's more than that. The DEA specifically has a special unit, the Special Operations Division, the SOD, and it composed members of the DHS, the CIA, FBI, NSA, of course, and IRS. So all of those people have direct access.
I mean, Nixon got impeached basically over having a list of 120 people he might audit. The IRS is in the illegal NSA database.
Yes.
Wow.
They're supposedly looking for money laundering and financial fraud. That is, people avoiding tax.
Sure.
Through putting accounts overseas and so on.
But whatever happened to the Fourth Amendment?
Yeah, well, I mean, I maintain they used it to go after the Tea Party, religious groups trying to get politically active, the Occupy group, anybody who is politically active that they didn't particularly want them doing what they were doing, they'd use this data to do that.
Wow.
Like, for example, I also say, and I think that they used this data against Elliot Spitzer because he was going after the Wall Street bankers for defrauding people in the 2007 and 8 financial crisis.
No, I've got to say that there's few things I disagree with some of my guests on, but some of them are kind of anti-Elliot Spitzer. And I'm just like, Elliot Spitzer did a good thing. And who cares that he was seeing a hooker? I mean,
yes, that's right.
It's so clear that the FBI was targeting him and everything he was doing.
Yeah. And what was their probable cause? The only thing I could think of was he's going after the bankers. We have to protect them. That's probable cause.
So you think parallel construction was going on there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, Mr. Benny, thank you so much. This is the most incredible interview we've ever done. We've got a minute till break. Anything else you'd like to put out?
No, except that this entire process of spying, unless we start standing up and saying, look, you got to stop this stuff. I mean, we're gonna lose whatever we think we have as a democracy. Right now, they've married the secret agencies, the secret intelligence agencies, with the police, and we've got a secret police. So, you know, it's heading down this very slippery path to a very bad outcome.
You're talking about the threat fusion centers.
Yes. Well, and also all the police organizations that are involved in interrogating all this data that NSA's collected and using it against people.
Well, here's the deal. Whoever you give this godlike power, it's going to become corrupting. I mean, come on, folks. We shouldn't turn this loose. It's bad. We should get rid of it. We should curtail it. We should go back to a system, like you said, that's targeted outside or targeted against people that show some evidence of being involved in something. Bill Benny, let me say bye to you in the break. You're a hero, and we should put out baseball cards with you on it. God bless you, my friend. Thank you. The film coming out, A Good American, coming out
in September.
Thank you so much, sir. We'll be back with some more clips, more calls. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1151 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1151 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1151.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
We've got it.
The Argo.
Desperate defense of the species.
Those Omegans.
sounds good.
You got it.
If humans set up our system, not praying on fellow humans, we're going to fall.
You got it.
And we base it on free association and not being jealous of people that are better than us or smarter than us. We're going to go to the stars. But there is a race consciousness of the species and everything it's been through. And I'm not going to piss on that. That's what I'm committed to. And by the way, that's where all the strength is. Everything is there. So you fools that don't join this are idiots. You're not experiencing anything that God had in store. Let's go to the special report, then back to your phone calls. Here it is.
Mr. Trump, I'm not going to lay things out here that you don't already know. But I am going to ask you to seriously think about making the issue of Hillary's election fraud in the primaries one of the central issues to defeating her in November.
And I'm telling you, November 8th, we better be careful because that election is going to be rigged.
First of all, it's rigged. And I'm afraid the election is going to be rigged, I have to be honest.
And I hope the Republicans are watching closely or it's going to be taken away from us.
America teaches everybody how to live in, quote, democracy. But what, you actually believe that they have democratic elections there?
If Hillary steals the nomination and then she openly is engaged in chicanery and things don't add up with Trump, you have to say it must be thrown out.
Hillary Clinton,
what can be said from the start?
Hillary Clinton has had every advantage, every break given to her from the very beginning by this Democratic Party. It has been rigged.
The political parties choose their nominee, not the general public, contrary to popular belief.
Then why am I holding the primary?
That's a very good question.
It is clearly the case that when given truth serum, Debbie Wasserman Schultz vastly prefers Hillary Clinton to be the nominee, obviously. And to the extent there are things that can be done institutionally and largely to facilitate that outcome, they are being done.
When did the press see it as their role to protect the prerogative of the powerful? Actually, I think that's part of it.
And we're not going to recognize Queen Hillary if there's evidence of fraud. And guess what there is? She stole the nomination.
Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean?
How would the party pick a new nominee?
Today is the day. They're really thinking about maybe getting him off the top of the ticket.
He now looks increasingly like the kamikaze candidate. An implosion, the likes of which I have never seen.
The biggest problem we have is we have a very dishonest media.
If Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory that is being propagated across the country, including in places like Texas, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense, and I don't think anybody would take that seriously.
History matters. Science says for evil to take us over, there must be a response of good. But if good is sleepwalking, you'll never even know there was a fight. If you're awake, we will win. We always do. But I can tell you with the weapons that have been put on this planet by the devil himself, by the systems that have been set up, if we lose this fight, it's the beginning of the end. We're going to go to break, come back and take a few phone calls. But I just hope people that are arrogant like Obama really look into eternity and realize that the God of this world's given them power for a reason, because they're carrying out a plan of destruction. And Obama, you're not as evil as the controllers above you. You know deep in your heart you're going to lose your soul doing this. And there's still time for you to turn back. Hillary is turned over to it. She's committed the ultimate sin. She's gone. There's no one left. Obama, there may still be something left for you. We'll be back straight ahead. We're going to end this weekend the free shipping on all items at InfoWarsStore.com. It helps fund the operation. And big discounts like 40% off on BrainForce. Take advantage of that. Back in 70.
Visit GCNLive.com today.